6 years ago, a young man who was born on a kitchen table in the backwoods of Lake City, Florida, began his historic journey as the host of an award-deserving podcast. That was in January of 2012. It is now 2018, and that formerly young man continues his quest to not only deserve an award for his show, but to finally win one. For the Spike on the Mike Show.
Let's just let that marinate a little while. Let's just let that marinate a little while. Good job. Spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mike Show. I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as the Spike on the Mic. And we are here at our on-site location. Uh-oh, I have my piece of paper with me. We are here at the Hooters on Hillsboro. You guys know where it is. I say it all the time. You know the address? No, don't worry about it. We're on Hillsboro Hooters, ladies and gentlemen. I'll get the address later if you need it. But that's how we roll. We're going to continue to do this anyway. We're out here on the patio. It's a beautiful day, and it's working like it should be. But don't hark, don't fark. I am not here alone. I couldn't do this alone because, as you heard the intro, we've been trying to do this. We've been making this thing look good for a long time. So let me introduce the crew. Directly across from my peripheral vision, we have the man who did a marvelous job last week hosting the show. We like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who clearly talked way too much last week, so I will be adjusting that this week.
No, we're not celebrating the fact that you think you clearly talked too much.
Clearly talked way too much.
Because we need you to make this big. We need to make you excite this. Make this, as you know, an award-deserving show. Is this thing getting louder? All right, so the man is making the music get louder, coming through your eardrums. We like to call him PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I'm sticking pretty good. How you?
I'm gonna be all right. I'm gonna be
that's good.
All
that's
right.
Beautiful.
Listen, we gotta make this show big and award deserving. Okay.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
We gotta make this big and award deserving. All right. Well,
how are we gonna do that?
This next guest.
Oh.
Because this is why we're here, ladies and gentlemen. This
oh,
is
no.
the reason we are here. We like to call him the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
Spike, I'm sticking really good tonight. I'm really looking forward to tonight's show. I know we've got a lot of great topics, and I can hardly wait. This is going to be great.
There you go.
Oh, me too.
Well, right across you, right in your peripheral vision, is the man who's always doing something. We like to call him Bill the Smots. Bill Smots, how you sticking?
I'm sticking fine.
This intro is going to be about as fast as last week's intro.
Almost,
wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have a lot to say.
Yeah, that's true. Well, no, you have this is a talk show. We have to talk.
Oh, it's a talk show?
Yeah, we got to talk.
Oh, I thought it was just playing loud music.
All right, so in Bill Smots' peripheral vision, a little bit to his left, is the man who he always puts some more bass in his voice because he has the biggest name on the banner.
Oh, man.
He is my man, known as the Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking this fine evening?
I'm sticking fine, just like this fine evening, at 4215 West Hillsboro Avenue at Hooters.
There you go. Now you guys know where to go. So you can get in your car and come on down and see how the magic is made. So come check us out and see how it's gone. Well, what we do,
thank God that music stopped.
Listen, we are a caller-driven show. We like people to give us a call.
Why do you say that?
Because you can always give us a call at 813-699-3900.
But not if you're going to flush the toilet.
And participate on this and make it
really,
work.
If you're just going to flush the toilet, we don't want to hear from you.
That's true. You guys can go ahead and tell us what you want. Tell us what you think we can do to make the show better. Make the show, I'm not going to say worser because we don't need to do that. Is that temple only?
That's temple only.
That's temple only.
What
does that mean?
Miller Lite.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Because, you know.
I know you guys don't drink, beer, so yeah.
Okay.
Man.
Well, like I say, you guys can give us a call at 813-699-3900 and be part of the show. Or you can follow us on the internet, on the Twitters, the Facebooks, and on the spikeonthemic.com and click on the Listen Now button.
Yes, and
unless you're busy and you're doing something else, you don't want to do anything.
Right,
things,
like listening to the radio show that's playing in the background.
Oh, yeah, we're supposed to have hit them about that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's our first show. We've never done this before.
Yeah, so. Maybe it's our background music, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can't be blamed for that. We've never done this before.
Wait, hold on a second. So, you guys know that we sit around here. There's three things we talk about on this show.
Future.
Dead air.
Present. Past.
This is going to be a long night. It's going to be a long night. No, we talk about three things. We talk about things
future.
In the future. And things in the
past.
And things in the
present.
All right, so.
All right, those are three. I think that was three.
That was three.
Yeah.
So, we're having issues on the internet.
But that's good.
You know, I shouldn't bring that to light. So
no, of course not.
Don't pull a curtain back too much, you know?
Yeah, really.
Why would we want to address that?
No, we're not going to talk about it.
Okay.
No, I think it's up to the audience.
Did the show last week go out?
It went out.
It went out 99%. Yes.
Yeah, there was an abrupt end on last week's show.
I hope it was a little more abrupt than what it really was.
It did.
I adjusted it.
What does that mean?
Oh, excellent.
Yes.
It means it was edited. The last 3 seconds were edited.
Yeah, well, it was a minute and a half, actually, we lost. But, you know.
All right, well, we're having some technical difficulties. One of our listeners say they can hear. The other one say they can't. So I don't know about that, but we have to
All right, the one that can hear is correct. one that can't hear, obviously, is incorrect.
We can't tell.
Because somebody's hearing.
No, but we value listeners. We are a caller-driven show.
I value them.
We want them to be a part of this madness.
But I'm not responsible for their shortcomings.
Well, listeners out there, I have to tell you this. We are like a four-year-old boy on the toilet. You know, you just knock on the door, and we'll let you in.
A four-year boy on the toilet.
Four-year-old boy.
You've never had a number four boil on the toilet?
Not that I know of. No.
We are like a four-year-old boy sitting on the toilet.
Oh.
He'll let you come in. We'll let you in, ladies and gentlemen.
Why would you want to walk in on a four-year-old boy using the toilet?
I know.
Why would you want to do that?
You don't. Yeah. You knock on at the door, and he says, come in.
Come in.
Oh.
Why would you want to go in there?
Oh. You wouldn't.
That's my question.
We're in a safe harbor right now, right?
Yeah. So you saying Captain Clark, you don't want to come in on this show?
No, I'm questioning the metaphor. Why would you want to come in on a 4-year-old boy using the toilet?
Au revoir.
No, he's saying that the 4-year-old boy would just tell you to come in without even thinking about what he's doing. You know?
Why would I want to be in there while he's using the bathroom?
Because
maybe you needed a tissue.
If you had to go to the bathroom, when I visit my grandchildren and I want to go to the bathroom, if one of them's in there, I'll knock on the door.
I get wanting to find out.
What will they say? Come on in.
They don't care.
Right.
I'm not coming in there.
No, I don't want to come in
there. I don't want to go in there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So as an invitation to join the show, seems like there could be a better metaphor than something you don't want to do. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Well, how about this? We'll change it then. We are like the Picasso of radio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's better.
There's that one
again. You know, every
time
you look at us, it's something different.
Yeah.
That's a good one?
Yes.
All right.
Sure.
Great. Well, you know. Since we're here,
those our choices? 4-year-old boy of radio or the Picasso of radio?
Yeah.
That's our choices.
We keep it simple, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're like the 4-year-old boy of radio. I like that.
In the toilet. That's the key
part.
In the toilet,
yeah. And it's better content than some shows that we hear on the radio.
I don't know. But that's okay. We'll let you in.
Yeah.
And why does the poor kid have boils? Yeah. I don't understand that.
All right, so let's go ahead. Let's do what we do. I throw out interesting topics to me. Oh. I get the opinion of the illegal riffraff in the shipping containers.
Is this endeavor sponsored by anyone?
That's true.
I didn't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we go any further,
we've never done this before. I thought I'd ask.
This is our first time. Let's listen to our sponsors.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Speaking of official homes of race fans, Smuts, are we getting free pickles tonight?
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Martin Truex Jr. won it. That's all I saw on the clips. Oh. But I can tell you, because all you got to do is top 10.
Oh, yeah.
So if I'm going to try and stretch that out real quick.
Sure.
Yeah, NASCAR is not necessarily right there on my top
it's not?
List of
You don't
here.
Have just like one NASCAR button you push?
Well, no one does since Dale Jr. retired. Nobody cares anymore.
Oh, and, man.
What was yesterday's date? It was
third.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we supposed to do.
Oh, Coca-Cola 600, was it not?
I don't know. It was the third. You said yesterday's date.
All right. Kevin Harvick finished fourth, so that's out back. And Chase Elliott, 10th. Yes.
10th. So we got
top 10. Pickles.
So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, you go to your nearest Hootras, and you can get some fried pickles for absolutely free.
Monday only.
Yes, you got to get here on Monday. All right, so let's go ahead and do what we do. Let's make the magic. So, topic changing music.
You had your chance. You didn't take it. Now you're in it. This is the first topic on the Spike and the Mike Show.
I like to call this topic a clean getaway.
A clean getaway. So, yeah, I always have to say it after you.
So there was a janitor at the Incheon International Airport in Seoul, Korea. South Korea, that is.
Incheon.
All right. Incheon.
In South Korea.
Ichiban?
All right. That's Japanese.
Yeah, really.
It's the Incheon, yes.
So anyway. Incheon.
I think Steve said it.
Yeah. Best.
But
he said it best.
I'm thinking the name
Since
of the
Since he was actually stationed in Korea.
Yeah, Steve actually lived in Korea.
Because it's the international airport, Incheon.
In South Korea. Anyway, this janitor, doing his janitor duties, cleaned up the men's bathroom, and he found $325,000 worth of gold bars in the garbage bin.
Yeah.
That's where they keep them.
That's where they keep them. Now, investigators believe that two other men that were trying to transport gold got
decided cold feet. We're just going to throw it away.
And they threw it away. Got cold feet and threw it away. Well, the janitor who discovered the thing turned it into the authorities, and now Korean law dictates that in 30 days, if no one claims it, he is the sole heir apparent of it.
Oh, nice.
Sounds good.
Now,
should I let him have it?
My question to the illegal riffraff in the shipping containers and the people out there listening.
That would be us.
After 30 days, would you go and accept the $325 worth of gold bond? Let me go around the room. PWs.
Absolutely. I would be right there.
You would do it?
Yeah.
Gas man.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I question how anybody else is going to claim it. I think it's his.
All right. Yeah. Dr. Captain Clark?
Yeah, why would I not?
And Bill the Smuts?
No.
All right, that's it.
All right.
One topic down, 15 more to go on the Spike on the Mike Show.
I'm kind of interested in why Bill wouldn't take it.
Oh. Yeah,
that's what I want to know.
Smuts, you want to clarify why you wouldn't accept it?
You didn't ask that originally, but you're asking me to clarify, I'll say I'd take it. I would just give you an answer.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Well,
I figured you'd take it.
It was just an arbitrary answer.
You just asked what I don't know.
Well, I'm being the voice of reason No, I can't. You're the voice of reason.
Nah.
Anyway,
I'm
going to tell you guys why I think it would be a bad idea for y'all to accept that. Accept
those
really? Gold bars.
Why? Because you have a claim to it?
No, harbor this. Let's say you said at three, how many days I told you it was?
30
days.
After 30 days.
At September.
You go and you claim the gold bars and then take it back to your crib. What do you guys think that the bad guys are doing?
They're waiting for you to have it and bring it back home.
So
to your
they're
crib.
Probably
that's a good point.
So they're probably doing the old Mundry laundering or trash laundering or sneaking it in, and they think we'll get these other mules to do it.
Oh, I ain't taking the bars.
Well, that's what you found.
You have to.
Yeah, I know.
Can't cash them out.
Yeah, I am going to cash them out for you.
Yeah. So now
there's going to be somebody right there at the police station to take them.
To the
off
bank.
Of my hands. Yes. Yeah.
Take you.
I'm never going to touch those gold bars.
My main question is this.
Right?
Gold bars weigh. They're really, really heavy, okay?
Yeah, they're super heavy.
Like in Die Hard with a Vengeance, like when they stole all those gold bars.
Sure. Yeah.
You couldn't put them in a dump truck because they weigh too much.
Yeah.
Right? What were they planning on doing? Flying them out in an airplane? Because they won't. There's too much weight.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to do that as a carry-on.
Yeah, let's say they only had maybe 5 gold bars.
Yeah, they're very heavy.
They're really heavy.
We're talking about 40 ounces of gold, right?
Right.
That's not so much.
You said 300 and some.
325.
Yeah, that's a lot.
$325,000, right?
Yeah. Worth of
that's
gold. Nothing. Worth of gold.
That's like a couple of bars. Yeah.
Oh, that's oh, yeah. that's no.
A couple of bars.
But 2 bars is probably 50
the
pounds.
Gold, the gold man over
yeah.
there.
Oh, well, maybe I was missing a digit there. Maybe it's
actually
more than 40.
Probably 1 bar.
Yeah, you're missing
pounds,
a digit, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's 400 ounces of gold instead of
so
40.
So my point
tax?
Is, so now, wait, hold on. You guys, listen, get back on track. Get back on track.
All right.
Are you going, at the 31st day, are you going to be at the police department, rub
yes.
your hands, say,
yeah.
these are mine?
Absolutely.
Yes.
You know Hugh? Hugh damn right. Yep.
And here's the thing. If they come after me, I'm going to die wealthy. You know, that's the way I'm thinking.
Right.
Yeah.
So
what are you going to do? Not take it? How do you not take it?
No, thanks.
That's
nah,
it?
Nah, I got enough gold bars at home.
Then what happens to it? Who gets it? Who ends up with it?
It probably goes to the government. I'm just thinking for my well-being. I walk my butt into the police department and says, hey, nobody claimed it. I found it. I am the sole owner of it. I walk outside and then, you know, Bruno and Nietzsche Braum, kneecap breaker, say, hey.
Wow, that sounds like a racist.
Yeah,
Nietzsche Bomb. Nietzsche Bomb?
No, that's a very, very grand name.
What was the other guy's name?
Nietzsche Bomb.
Nietzsche Bomb knee breakers.
Nietzsche Bomb, and who else? What was the other guy's name?
Bruno.
And Bruno, yeah.
Bruno's okay. is international.
I take it back. Sounds completely authentic Korean.
Yeah.
Bruno's
that's
very
the Italian Korean, actually.
I mean,
there, since he's going to Italian breaking kneecaps.
They were gold laundering. You know they were. See,
okay.
See what happens? I look outside the scope of gimme,
absolutely.
Gimme, gimme.
And whenever you're gold laundering, you put it in the garbage.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a solid plan.
It gets it real clean, right?
Right.
This is definitely an organized crime ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Our plan isn't working. Let's throw the gold bars in
the garbage.
Yeah.
No. They needed mules. They need unsuspecting mules.
You know what I think happened? Someone was supposed to come and pick the gold up.
Yeah.
And the janitor found it first. That's what I think.
Either way, bad guy kneecap breakers still want their money.
It's a little too late.
I'm
now.
Willing to take my chances with kneecap breakers who are stupid enough to throw gold bars in the trash.
Yeah, me too, because I have guns.
And I'm thinking 30 days after the gold bars disappear, the knee breakers are dead.
Right, for blowing the job in the first place.
Yeah,
right.
They didn't deliver the goods. Yeah, they're dead.
Yeah.
Good point. Good point, Peter.
That is not a good point. Because
that's a good point.
Whoever killed the knee breakers still want their gold.
No,
it's a vicious cycle, people.
No,
so
I'm
what,
sorry.
They hired new knee breakers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what happened to the last guys? Oh, we killed them because they threw the gold in the garbage.
Right,
oh, well, I don't
mind.
Want the job.
Yeah.
Spike on the mic says, crime doesn't pay.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm just telling you. All right, well, listen. I tried to save y'all from a life of crime and a life of death.
Life of death?
Yes.
What is that?
You know, like when you die, you're not living no
more.
It's
a great outlaw Josie Wales said when the bounty hunters came to kill him, he says, man's got to make a living. He says,
dying ain't much of a living, boy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
All right, so just I'm giving a little knowledge of
but
nuggets.
But it pays well, though.
Nuggets of knowledge. Giving y'all nuggets of knowledge. So just be warned.
Yeah.
When you're rummaging through the trash, you find some gold bars, be very, very
That's why
suspect.
I rummage in the trash,
yeah.
too.
I am never going to tell you.
And
though.
If I found them, I wouldn't take them to the police station.
Right.
Hello.
I'm not waiting 30 days.
Yeah, you're right. Especially the trash, man, because he can go in and out the airport without too much security.
Here,
right?
Let me be without the gold for 30 days and also create a traceable trail for the people looking for the gold.
Right.
Yeah. I'm leaving the police out of the process.
Yep. Yeah, you and me both. Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
You think outside of the thing you told us.
Yeah, you guys put a monkey in the riches of monkeys. All right, well, damn it. Let's go.
Yeah,
your
name
would
be less known.
All right, let's do something else.
Yeah.
Skip the middleman.
Hey, it's another one of these, what do you call them, topics on the Spike on the Mic show.
All right, this next topic, we're going to have to really string it out because, you know, normally by now we'd be just getting through the introductions.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
All right. So this topic has been controversial, and it's a hot topic, hot item right now. So I like to call that "Let them eat cake."
Let them eat cake.
Oh, this is one of my favorites.
Yeah,
let them eat cake.
Yeah, this is one of the dumb things going on in the world.
This
today.
Was going dumb things going on in the world. Now I have to ask you guys.
I'm fond of lemon cake.
How do you feel
lately.
about the court's decision to say that there was a baker in Colorado who refused to make a cake for this gay couple?
Oh.
They decided that he says it's against his religious beliefs. He not to believe into same-sex marriages, so he refuses to make a cake. Well, this couple took it all the way to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court voted 7-2 in the case of the Christian Colorado baker, saying, "Hey, dude, it's your shop. You can do what you want."
Wow!
Oh, wow!
Now,
wow.
The question to the legal.
Oh, well, then I'm not going to make any colored cakes.
I hadn't gotten to you. So my question is, how do you feel about the Supreme Court's decision? And I'll start with you, Gas Man.
I agree with it because isn't
you
a, if I own a business, somebody can just come in there and tell me what I have to do, what I have to make. They can't dictate to me
what
I make.
Well, your business. You're a place that sells pastrami. I want a pastrami sandwich. You're going to suddenly decide, I don't make pastrami.
The proprietor has the right of refusal. You can refuse service to anybody for any reason.
Because I look a little swishy?
It doesn't matter what it is.
Oh, I don't know.
I just don't agree with the government telling somebody what they can and can't do with their business that they own.
All right, voice of reason.
The LGBT thing, one of my best friends is a lesbian. I love her to pieces, and I'm with the LGBT. I love all
I think
of that.
You're leaving out some letters, ain't you?
LGBTQ
and sometimes why.
I just don't agree with them coming in and telling the business what they can and can't make.
All right, voice of reason.
Oh, I kind of agree with what Paul hinted at there. That's a slippery slope.
Yes, absolutely.
So, what's your opinion about the the Supreme Court's decision?
It's wrong.
Yeah, I disagree with it.
All right, Dr. Captain Clarks.
Well, I don't know enough about the law to argue the decision. If the court did their research and determined, then I guess they're right. I think it's a silly thing for a business to do. I agree
100%.
Who's so successful they can turn away customers. But
money is money, right? And it's green. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're making a cake. You're not endorsing a marriage. You're making a cake. So these people can go to the bakery and they just can't get a wedding cake. They can buy all the cookies and pies they want. But they can't get a wedding cake because that's against the rules.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Well, that's silly to me.
Yeah, the silliest part is the baker or the ruling.
I think the baker's. Well, I can't question the ruling. I don't know enough about the law to question the ruling. So I agree with that. But I question the baker's business.
Yeah, because if you're on a business, why would you turn down money?
Exactly.
Who's in business to lose money?
Yeah, who's so successful they can turn people away?
Doesn't make sense.
And you're making a stand on the ground of cake. Wow.
Let them eat cake.
The ruling was 7-2. I absolutely agree with Mark, because the law, they followed what the law is. Now, if you read the court's decisions, they don't exactly like it, but they are following the law. So the law is correct. So change the law. You have legislators. You had, like, how many, 3 years, 2 years of absolute power, you know, with no checks and balances, whatever you wanted, and why didn't you get the laws changed then?
Spike had the power
in
to 08, change
in 08 to 10,
Spike
there was everything that leans towards the way that you're saying should have changed. Why didn't it change
there?
I You asked. What the court's decision was. I said the court's decision was right, but you look at 7-2 as well on what is generally considered a 5-4 balanced court. It was 7-2. So two of the judges that typically lean the way you're saying saw the law go the opposite way. So you can't. How did you break in the court?
How did you bring in Obama, though?
Because there was two. How are you not listening?
Because
how are you not listening?
I can explain what he said.
Between 08 and 10.
He said a Democratic Congress could have passed a law giving equal rights to gays,
and the governor and the president would have signed it right away. If that's the case, and why didn't he present it to the you know, hey, let's pass this, do this, we'll pass it. It wasn't
what
done.
What is this though? Pass, what is the this he's going
to
pass?
The rights, as far as like when, as far as discrimination,
to change where the Supreme Court would have had to rule in the favor of the gay couple.
Yeah, the law. Because the question you asked, what did the Supreme Court get it right? Well, 7-2 says.
No, I think the question was, do you agree with him?
Yeah.
Well, do I?
The
agree?
Question is, do you agree with him?
Do I agree that the court got the decision right? Is
I
what
didn't
the
say
question
that.
Was? Yeah, it was.
No.
Yeah, it was.
We want to know what your
if you
position.
Agree with the decision.
You are
of the court.
Well, the decision. Yeah. Do I agree with the decision of the court? Well, the decision of the court was following the law. The law. The court doesn't judge the law. The court actually doesn't make law.
Let me ask you this. So you agree with whatever the court says?
That's why it's judicial.
Did you agree with the OJ verdict?
Yeah,
Stop lying.
Yeah. That was a jury. I know what the answer was.
Did you agree with him?
Do I think he did it?
Did you agree with the court's decision?
Do I think he did it?
No.
Yes.
Listen to the question.
Two different questions.
Yeah. Well, I agree with the court's decision. Yes, because the jury of his peers was it.
Okay.
Was
but
it right?
You stop right there. Now you're finna try to do you. All right.
What am I trying to do?
You won't answer the question.
No. If you're asking, do I agree with that this place has a right to do it? Legally, they do. Do I personally think they should? No, they shouldn't.
Okay. All right.
But that's not. You're asking totally wrong things when you come down to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court takes what the law is and actually
interpret the law.
Interprets. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for.
Is your
for.
Last name Matlock, by the way?
No, it's not. No, it's
I'm
just
Jack. I used just to playing, have the man. Matlock theme.
It does seem a little strange that Congress passed a law that's for gay marriage, okay? Which is sort of setting a equal rights
right.
for gays.
Sure,
yeah.
But they didn't come out and actually set a law that gays have equal rights.
They do have equal rights, but the thing is, the business has
the right to refuse.
Well, that's why I say it's a slippery slope. I have a right to sell my house to any race that I prefer to sell it to.
Yeah. Well, that's
a very slippery slope. That's wrong.
What was the Colorado couple? Was it two men or two women? Or doesn't
matters
I'm,
not?
And no, it doesn't matter. But I'm just saying, if they had asked for a cake and said, "All right, we want two grooms or two brides on top." That's where they just said, if they just said, we don't even want that, they wouldn't even know. They wouldn't know they made it for a gay couple. They asked for this, and they decided to make it. They're not going to put two grooms or two brides on top
of the cake. They asked for a big pink penis to be on
I have no idea what you're talking about, Smart. Bill's PW.
That's because I'm talking above at an eighth grade level.
All right. Well, here's what I think. I don't believe it was okay for the bus driver to tell Rosa Parks where to sit. So therefore, I don't think the guy in the cake store can say, no, I won't make a cake.
You just said you wouldn't make colored cakes.
There
what are you
go,
talking
yeah.
about?
Well, you know.
Hey, we got a question. They
that
say,
was
what
for
is,
fun.
We got a question, Smots. What is the law?
The law was, as Mark pointed out, they had the right to their religious beliefs, as far as did not allow them to. That was their freedom of religion in order not to make the cake.
Yes, but not in the case of Rosa Parks. The law was that
they sit
anybody
in the back,
had the right to sit anywhere on the bus,
which was determined later. Yes, correct, and I agree with you. I mean, look. My point being is it's a religious
When they say look, that means they finna just start filibustering.
Okay, well, if you can't look, then
when
then
you say
can't
that,
understand.
You mean pink people.
Anyway, yeah. this was a big decision. Then. This was more than just a cake. This
it was 7-2. It was 7-2. How am I the wrong one here? It's 7-2.
Oh yeah.
It wasn't 5-4, and it only passed because of
Smite,
a conservative
Smite,
court.
Smite, listen. I know you're not going to do this, but listen. The passing, the number is irrelevant.
Yeah, it is. We're looking for your opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think the law was followed.
Nothing to do with it.
I think the law was followed.
Yeah, but how about your opinion?
Well, my opinion's easy. It's with this. You don't discriminate against people.
All right, we put you on the court. What do you decide?
I decide by following the law.
And
you interpret the law.
As a judicial, I interpret the law as it was passed, as it was ruled.
You're saying there's a law that says I can decide
freedom of religion? There is a law called freedom of religion. It's actually an amendment.
And what does that freedom of religion mean?
It means that you can practice any
what
religion.
What they're trying to get at is, does the freedom of religion override your not your right not to discriminate
your racism?
People?
And how am I wrong in 7-2?
Dude, why you keep bringing that up? That has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, it absolutely does.
No, we're asking your opinion.
My opinion? I've already told you what my opinion is, that they are wrong for doing it.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah, but you're also saying that you're not smarter than a Supreme Court justice.
And you are.
And you're saying you don't know more about the law than Supreme Court justices.
Well, that's true. I do not.
Well, shoot. Who does? Mandy. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know more about the law than Supreme Court justice.
Hey, Mandy. Amanda. What's her name?
Mandy. But,
Mandy. Come here.
I'm as familiar with the First Amendment.
Sit down. I want to ask you a question.
As anyone else is.
Here's the question. Listen,
freedom of religion. Right? Freedom of speech.
We're getting a second opinion. We get another opinion
freedom
on the question. Yeah, pick that mic right there. All right, so.
Freedom of expression.
What we're talking about now, and it's not anything heavy. We're talking about let them eat cake.
It's a little heavy, obviously, since we've been fighting about it for 15 minutes.
Did you hear about the decision about
the... He has to stretch it out.
The decision about the baker in Colorado does not have to make a cake for a gay couple. Put the mic up to you here. Turn it on. Let's try it now.
No, I did not hear it.
Now we got her.
All right, well, so there's a case where...
Oh, well, that's what happened.
There was this gay couple that wanted a wedding cake made, and the Colorado baker says, I don't make cakes for gays. And so they strung it out and went to court. Well. And the court said, the baker has a right not to make the cake. Now, my question is, what's your opinion on that? Do you think that the courts were right in making that decision?
It is the baker's decision. I don't think it's a right decision, but, I mean...
She's a smart woman right there.
Wait, Amanda, that's what I said, and I got yelled at for 10 minutes, so be careful.
You're right. You ugly.
Because how beautiful is she, right?
All right, so you saying as long as it's within the law, it's okay.
I mean, there's laws. There's nothing we can do about it, you know?
You know, as long as Mandy says it, I'm with her.
Yeah. Agree with Mandy. Mandy's right.
All right. Now I'm getting in your personal. Yeah. You probably told us it, but I was just gazing in your beautiful eyes. Do you personally, how you personally feel about that?
I would have baked the cake, so there's my opinion on it.
Oh, yeah.
Money.
Exactly.
Even if it's against your quote-unquote religious beliefs. What if you are a Muslim? Chef.
I mean, it's a cake. I mean, you're making your money. It's, you know.
Yeah, exactly. The youth are wise. It's a cake. Yeah, exactly right.
Okay, how about this? What if you are a Muslim?
It's not like you're
Muslim
marrying
bacon,
them or anything.
Right, you got nothing to do with them.
You're making a cake.
You're a Muslim cooker, baker, right. And I want you to make me a pork sandwich.
Yeah.
Would you have the right to refuse that?
Not as long as they have gloves.
I mean, if you were a Muslim, then you shouldn't be in the position to make pork sandwiches.
Exactly.
Oh. No, you're a Muslim.
If you know someone's going to, you know, ask you to make a pork sandwich and you don't want to do it, then why are you, you know,
why are you in the
position anyway?
She should be
a Supreme Court justice.
No, the same reason you making cakes.
Nope, that's what the cake guy should consider. If I'm going to be in a business where I may have to do something that's against my religious principles, maybe I shouldn't be in that business.
Exactly.
Yep.
Oh, I'm going to have to be compromised on my principles. Oh, well, then I'm not going to do this as a business then. If I'm really that adherent to my principles, I don't put myself in a position to be compromised by it.
Yeah.
So if you are a painter and someone hired you,
sure.
someone hired you to paint their house and they wanted Pepto-Bismol pink.
Right.
And you totally disagree with that.
Does the check clear?
Exactly.
Are they paying me?
Yeah, I'm going to pay you, but you have the right to say, you should not paint this house pink, and I'm not going to pay it because I don't like it.
Hey, I can offer an opinion and say I don't think pink's a good idea.
There you go.
But if you're paying me to paint your house pink, there's no question.
I'm paying you to bake
me. I'm showing up tomorrow morning with ladders.
I'm paying you to bake me a cake.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Here's a perfect analogy. Back when I was a stripper doing my Magic Mike days.
Oh, God.
I got offered by a gay man to do his bachelor party.
Sure.
And I said no. He's going to pay me $1,200 for an hour.
You said no?
Yeah. I'm not gay. I don't want to be dancing in front of a gay man. I'm not gay.
But, it's okay. It don't rub off, does it? Does it rub
no,
off?
No, it does rub off.
I don't think it works
bit.
Like that, no.
Why would I put
Depends
my...
Depends on how hard you rub and where.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want to put myself in a position that I didn't want to be in.
What are you thinking? Literally. You couldn't keep a chub going?
Yeah. I wouldn't even have one is what I'm saying. I wouldn't even have one, so why even do it?
Well, so there's no law that says that bakers can discriminate against gay people, all right? There's no law to say that. Right?
You're right.
That is what that baker was doing.
Well, there's no law that says a male stripper can't dance for a gay man. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, but he certainly has the right not to.
He should have went to court, shouldn't he?
So he should have been sued by the gay man for not dancing. All right, okay. So if a guy came in right now to you and says, I'm going to, look, you know what? Let's just say that you're going to dance for the woman
for
$5.
A court-ordered stripper.
Five, sign me up. $5. I'll sign right now. Let's do it.
Let's just say Mandy said, Spike, I'm going to give you $5 to dance for me. I'm sure Spike would take that.
Yes.
All right. Now,
yeah, but
let's say Mark said, I'm going to give you $5 to dance for me. You'd go, no. Oh, wait. Guess what? You can go to court because you're just discriminating against him because he's a man.
I think there's a difference in that as a dancer, you're a private contractor as opposed to having a storefront that's open to the public.
To the public.
Yeah. It was all independent.
Boom, baby.
Yeah.
Right.
I think
boom.
There's a difference. Yeah. As a private contractor, all day long, a lot of the business is turning away business you don't want to do for whatever reason.
Yeah.
As opposed to opening a store where the public
open
comes
to the
in.
Public. Yeah,
open to
right.
the public, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, I'm making an executive decision. The baker's got it wrong. Not the baker. The court's got it wrong.
Well, no, the courts get it because they follow the law.
What was the number? What was the
courts
number?
Follow the law.
What was the number of the courts?
No, 72.
It was 8-1.
72?
Right.
8-1.
Hold on a second.
The
you
courts
say, you
follow the law according to their interpretation
and, but
of the
that's,
law.
But you, correct.
No, that's not necessarily the law.
That's
correct. Well, I guess we're changing topic.
Look, it's timing.
Must be time to change the topic.
Did we spill something on the board again?
Not while Mandy's here.
But that is what the judicial requirement is for them to interpret the law. They don't make the law.
I'm trying to imagine how humiliating it would be to have to strip under a court order.
Yes, I know.
Y'all getting up the
But
track.
I don't want to take my clothes off.
I never had to do that. But, strip. I would.
Mandy, thank you. It was painless.
Although
wasn't
I did
it?
Strip under
it. It was bad. So
I was forced to strip under a court order.
Steve, I'm working here.
Okay.
All right. I'm thinking, don't put that in her vision, in her mind.
All right. The important thing is I have two empty glasses here.
Okay. Well, thank you, all right?
I'm going to get on that.
Thank you, all right.
Thank you, Mandy.
We love you, Mandy.
Yeah, really. Mandy. All right, well, I guess I am out here on a limb by myself. Everybody decided that the courts made the... No, right
what?
Decision?
No, incorrect decision.
Huh?
It was apparently...
I really need the question clarified. Do we agree with the court's decision? I'm going to say no, I disagree with it. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's wrong.
There you go.
By textbook.
Yes.
Like Schmatz is trying to say.
Yeah.
But I disagree that it was correct.
Yes. You're right.
There's
you
a difference
disagree,
between...
You disagree with the with their ruling.
I disagree that the decision
basically
endorses...
Discrimination.
Discrimination, right.
Right.
I have a problem with that.
All right. Do I think it's right? No. But do I think it is the law? Yes.
We kind of know it's the law.
Yeah. I don't think we do. I'm not sure that's true.
Yeah,
I think it's wrong. Yeah. Discrimination is definitely wrong, but on the other side of it, you can't tell a business what they can and can't do. That's the whole issue I have with it.
Can I tell you that I won't sell to tall people?
Yeah, what about this? Are they allowed to put up a sign that says no gays? Would you be okay with that?
No.
Because it's...
Why?
but they're that's their thing. And they have reserved the right to offer service.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But it gives everyone, whether they be straight, gay, whatever, because as a straight guy, I wouldn't go to a place that discriminates. They're losing my business, too.
Yeah. But I was getting some off your shoulder. No. But the fact is,
tried to kill you.
Can they put that sign up?
With his open hand.
Actually, you know what? I would appreciate it. You know, this is their opinion. Then you know what? My opinion is I don't need to frequent you as a customer. Then you know, put it up. You want to discriminate? Fine. All right. Then I'm not going in.
So,
I think we should be able to force the gas man to strip for us.
Yeah. That's really the point of this whole discussion.
Take him to court.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, right, we used to say, get those dollar bills high in the air.
So let's all go to Colorado and let's stand outside
and smoke weed.
Oh, nice.
Let's stand outside Phillips Masterpiece Cake Shop.
What about this?
Who goes in.
We're famous for going off on what if tangents that have nothing to do with anything. Yeah. So what about this one? What if you go to that cake shop and you say, I want a wedding cake, and he's like, well, who are you marrying? Like, I'm marrying the cake. I'm going to have sex with your wedding cake.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I'm not gay.
Yes. So I want you to build in a kind of an opening.
Yeah, I want a glory hole in the cake.
There you go.
And then what? Is the guy going,
hey,
well...
What if he says no?
On what grounds? Is that a religious thing? Yeah, I'm not gay. I'm ordering a wedding cake to do with as I please.
You know what I was thinking earlier today?
That would be spilling your seed on the ground.
I'm going to. Oh,
technically.
Yeah. Right. We're getting way off.
From now on, every show, I'm actually going to, because as Clark just mentioned here, I'm going to actually write down a word, put it in an envelope or a phrase. And if that is repeated on the show, I'm going to actually just, because I go, hey, I don't know if glory hole is going to be said on the show today.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
If it's up to me, it's going to be said every week. I love to talk about the glory holes.
I have no idea what y'all are talking about. And
yes, you do.
And of course you do.
You don't know where Fantasyland is.
Exactly.
I'm hoping
right around the corner.
Phillips Masterpiece Cake Shop goes out of business real soon. Although I heard that once that guy took a stance, all the Chick-fil-A people, They lined up.
I don't know. There's a lot of those people in Colorado, though. Colorado's a pretty liberal state.
They said it was
a
thing around the corner for the, you know, all that. Because
it's about a half.
Good half and half.
Yeah.
It's where they also have the legalized free weed.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well,
that's the one thing I miss now that I'm gay. Waffle fries.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The coleslaw is the bomb at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, but to put a bow on this. Restaurants and businesses they are allowed to say no shoes, no shirt, no service, right?
Sure.
So they also can say
that's across the board, though.
No same sex.
Well, that's across the board, though. Everybody has to wear shirts and shoes to a restaurant. It's not just like you have to wear shirts. Shoot.
Well,
I can't say the word shirts and shoes.
Not if it's against your religion.
I'm having a stroke.
Yeah.
Cheevers.
Yeah.
It's not discriminatory.
It's not discriminatory
if it's a policy that applies to everyone who patronizes the business. So
and
it's
everybody.
Not
everybody that comes in here must not be gay.
Yeah. All I know is I'm never going to drink club soda because.
But I can be.
Can't speak.
I can be gay and go to the shop and buy all the cookies. Again, I just can't buy a wedding cake there. They'll take my business for other items.
I don't think Phillips, and I keep saying his name. I hope the world sees Phillips Masterpiece Cake Shop. Yeah. Would not sell you cakes. I mean, cookies either.
That's not what the ruling is. It's the wedding cake is what's question here.
Yeah, because they wouldn't know. I mean, if I just went in and bought a cupcake,
if I was gay, they wouldn't know.
What if they went in and made a point to saying that we're gay?
Okay, so let's act it out. You're the cake store, and I'm coming in to buy cookies. I'll be the cake store owner. You coming in to buy a cupcake?
Right.
All right.
This is not a masterpiece.
No, this is just a quick act.
All right, so me and the gas man walking in there together, hand in hand, locked up. Half naked because he just finished stripping.
Okay, whatever.
You ought to be excited. Guess what? He could have chosen.
You're
going to
get a free cupcake.
You've been tapping into my dreams. What's wrong with you?
Hey, gas man, let's go buy some cookies at Dr. Captain Clark's.
Sugar cookies?
Yes.
Sugar cookies?
Sure.
All right.
Way more build up than necessary, but okay.
We want some cookies.
Okay, are you gay?
Yes.
Well, I'm not selling you any cookies.
Discrimination.
Hark.
I don't care. It's my religious preference to not sell you cookies because the Bible clearly mentions baked goods. So.
What if you count unleavened bread that he fed all his people with?
Yeah. So see how dumb that sounds?
Who are you defending?
What I'm saying is that they don't care about cookies and pie and croissants and whatever else they sell at the bakery. It's a wedding cake issue because it's gay marriage they're opposed to. They're not opposed to gay people eating baked goods. They're opposed to gay people getting married, and they feel that by selling them a cake, they're endorsing the concept of gay marriage.
Okay.
So, again, it's silly. It's a battle over cake.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Let them eat cake.
It's kind of stupid.
We still, right. we still on cake, Mandy.
Believe it or not.
All right, well, let's do something else.
Okay, good.
All right.
Here comes something else on the Spike on the Mike show. Hopefully not cake or gay-based.
All right, this is a quick one here. It's not quick.
Shut up, Spike.
You beat me to it.
I like to call this, what's my name?
What's my name?
Hey, do you guys think that maybe you guys were named incorrectly?
Oh, yes.
No.
Like, your name is definitely PW.
Right.
Gas, you think you steal the gas?
Yeah, definitely. I got the perfect name.
Voice?
You mean like my nickname or my real name?
Your name. You were named by someone.
Oh, yeah.
Steve.
Dr. Captain Clark.
Your government name.
I think I was probably named correctly.
Really? You think you're a Steve?
Yeah.
I always think of you as a Brutus.
Yeah, really.
Brutus. Breaking legs.
Dr. Captain Clark?
I used to be uncomfortable with it, but I've grown to like my name. So I feel, yeah, it was a good call.
Smots?
I was not born Bill Schmotz, that's for sure.
Well...
Allegedly.
He's transitioning name-wise.
Joanne Gilshall.
Yes.
Joanne Gilshall.
Yeah.
She had twins. She had some little babies.
Sure.
So in honor of her babies, what she did was she went and got tattoos for them names.
Oh,
so she went.
I heard this.
She went and got tattoos on her arm. One was named Nova, and one was named Kevin. Well, I don't know how this happened. Well, she went home.
The tattoo artist was a dumbass. That's how it happened.
She went home, and the guy spelled Nova and Kelvin. Well, changing tattoos is pretty expensive.
She didn't look at a mirror before she while he was in progress? Don't they have mirrors in tattoo shops?
Yeah, and they're supposed to put the print on you so you can see what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
So you can read it.
Oh, yeah?
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know what the question is, but if it's who's at fault, then it's her. She's an idiot.
So my
print, they'll put it on your arm so you can see what it's going to look like. So
yeah.
Before it even starts.
That makes sense to me, right?
It changes the NBC.
So let's say you had a tattoo of your two kids, your twins, Nova and Kevin, but they wrote Kelvin. What would you do? I'll start with you. Voice of reason.
I don't know. I can't imagine getting a tattoo in the first place. I don't know.
What?
Okay. All right.
Show. The only guy with tattoos.
Yeah. Dr. Captain Clark.
I'm renaming my son Kelvin. That's easier.
Yeah.
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 She did this when they were babies?
Yeah.
Yeah, kid did. Doesn't know. Kevin doesn't know.
Yeah,
changed it to Kelvin.
Spoiler alert. Smots?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd let Spike, my tattoo artist, actually name my kid for me, you know, on a mistake here. You know, I don't know. I'd have to probably say I'd have to look at it. Now, if I wasn't too attached to Kevin, then sure, why not?
All right, PWs?
I agree. I would go with whatever they mistakenly called my kid.
What if it was a-hole as opposed to Kevin?
Well, a-hole it is.
This is basically what happened to lots of families at Ellis Island back in the day, though, right?
Yes, exactly.
They'd show up, and the guy
couldn't
be bothered to spell their name right.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
so he just changed the whole family's name.
Their name is Lee.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Gas man?
As a guy with tattoos, I will make sure that before it started that it was spelled right. So,
yeah. But... Yeah, because you have one, and I'm asking. So he would do the K, and then he would check it and say that's right.
No, before they do the whole
give
tattoo,
you like a draft.
They will lay it out.
Yeah,
and they'll put it on wherever you want it.
Right, but that's just stencil.
You can see the stencil's wrong.
Right. No, but the stencil is right.
Well, how did they get the tattoo wrong then? If the stencil was right, that doesn't make
any
sense.
When he pulled the stencil off, he put
there's
another
an extra.
One. Yeah. I have no idea. I have zero to none stencils.
He follows the stencil. Yeah, that's the point of it.
So it shouldn't be wrong. But if he did get it wrong, I would probably choke him out and then sue him.
Yeah, but it's your fault at that point. So how mad can you be at the guy? Yeah, it's dumb.
It's not my fault because the stencil was right, and I'm trusting him.
Yeah, the stencil was right,
right. Do the right thing, and he messes it up. It's on him.
That's on him. But presume the stencil is right, or he made the stencil with what he wound up doing, and you didn't check the stencil.
But that's what I'm saying. I would check the stencil because I have tattoos.
Right. So none of y'all would change y'all names. I mean, would you change your name to Kelvin?
No.
Of course not.
So the kid gets to be 7 or 8 years old, knows how to read, goes, Mom, who's Kelvin? Oh, that's the baby that didn't survive. You ate him in the womb.
But tell him what the girl did.
That's all I got.
No. You got to tell us what happened.
No, she went back and changed the birth certificate to Kelvin. She changed the kid's name.
Well, yeah,
easier.
I'm sorry, yeah.
That's easier.
She decided to change,
His name is Kelvin now.
He's an infant. What the hell? He don't know no difference.
Now,
right?
what's bad about that is if Kevin was named after someone, like a beloved grandfather or uncle or something.
Exactly.
And now, all of a sudden, who is Kelvin?
I didn't think about that, yeah.
Kelvin Bryant, who used to play in the USFL back in the 80s. It's only Kelvin I know.
I heard that name in years.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
Is Kelvin a unit of measurement, like for temperatures?
I think it's a scale.
That's Celsius.
It is.
Yeah.
No, there is Kelvin.
There's a Kelvin measurement, too. Yeah.
There is?
It measures heat, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so. Degrees Kelvin.
Yeah. So that's who he's named after. He's named after a thermometer.
All right, so.
Good.
So the general consensus for the legal riffraff is just change the name.
Well, that's the easiest answer.
Right.
But again, I don't
know what
the circumstance were. Yeah, that's so we must be right. That's what she did. Yay, we were right.
Yeah, I'm not gonna fight this one on that one. You guys can go ahead and do that. All right, so let's go ahead and do one more, then get the step in.
All right.
Well, we thought we were out of here with just those topics, but now we have to do another one, and it's this one on the Spike and Mike Show.
Nope. I need to ask you guys. Do you guys think that you are cursed?
Yes. We wound up here.
That's on here.
Like, how do you tell if you're cursed? There's four things.
You're on the Spike and the Mike Show.
There's four things that can tell if you're cursed.
Yeah.
Number one, the first thing you should do is, if you're starting to get a lot of bad, if you're tired and miserable all the time,
right?
Even though you're doing nothing to wear yourself out,
I might be cursed. Then.
You might be cursed. If your money situation is bad. Oh, it's getting worse.
Two strikes.
And you've done nothing. You've done everything you can to succeed.
Yeah.
That's not true. I haven't done everything I need to succeed. So.
If your health is failing.
I might be cursed.
You might be cursed.
I'm better. Yeah. So I'm going to say 1 out of 3. No, I'm not cursed.
And then if someone died that you had a bad relationship with.
A bad relationship.
Yeah. They may be coming back. Crossing the barrier of life and death.
Oh, just to screw me?
And zapping your energy.
Oh, man.
Jinxing your finances and just working evil on your body.
Oh, man.
You believe
that?
That's
not cool.
So I'm saying, do any of you guys think you might be in the echelon of that or the realm of that?
Oh.
No, not me. I'm charmed. I'm not cursed.
Yeah, I really have nothing I can legitimately complain about that isn't my fault.
Voice?
I sort of believe in curses in the sense that You should never wish ill on anyone because it probably the karma will make that come back to haunt you.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Steve, you should believe in curses because I put pins in a voodoo doll of you every night.
Smots, do you believe you're cursed?
You know those stomach aches you get?
That's me.
Pretty much, Clark. Mm.
Curses which make it.
All right, well, you guys are in luck.
Oh, why?
Oh, good.
Because I think you guys are all cursed.
Really?
Because somebody would sit there with you?
What's the one thing we all have in common, Spike?
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
That's why we're all cursed.
Yeah. But you're in luck. I'm going to tell you guys how to get uncursed.
Oh, yeah. Just get off the Spike and the Mike
there's
Show.
There's three simple things, and that's not one of them.
Oh.
That's not one of them. Three simple things. All you have to do now, what you do is, at exactly sunset, on the first evening of the month.
Okay.
I need you guys get two tablespoons of salt.
Right.
Some water. Stand out there in your front yard. Stir the salt into the water.
Right.
Salt water. And then draw a circle around your body.
With the water?
With the salt water.
With salt water.
All right.
You draw a circle on the ground around your body?
Yeah, on the ground. Sorry. All right?
All right.
Yeah, sounds good.
Next thing. At sunset.
Right.
The next day,
the second day of the month.
I need you to write that dead person's name on a small piece of paper.
with your own urine.
And then burn it. You know why? Because that symbolizes that you are freeing yourself from them and the powers that they have over you by burning.
And the curse department is influenced heavily by symbolism?
Okay. Do you burn it in the salt circle or anywhere?
It's the next day, so I'm figuring evaporation.
It could be anywhere, yeah.
Yeah. Are you guys taking these notes down?
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Definitely.
I'm in a salt circle, man. I'm actually
recording it.
I'm all in, 100%.
If it's raining out, I suppose you could just sprinkle salt around it, even in a circle, without having to wet it down.
Exactly, yeah.
No.
I don't think there's any shortcuts.
You can't fool the voodoo.
That's true.
You're supposed to sacrifice a live chicken. I just went to Winn-Dixie and bought some chicken parts. Really, is that good enough?
Yeah, they were alive one time.
So does that count?
What's number three?
And number three is you're supposed to, on the third night.
Third night. Sunset.
You got to do three nights in a row.
This is like
three
Hanukkah.
Three nights in a row. It's a lot like Hanukkah.
It's a celebration of curses.
Eight crazy nights.
I need you guys to sit quietly in a room with an ice cube. Put the ice cube in a glass,
right,
and watch it melt.
Wow!
Without blinking,
kind of pour some Jack Daniels on the ice cube to help them.
The melting.
They put it in front of a wall with paint on it, drying, and the grass the melting, growing.
The melting of the ice symbolizes that your curse is melting.
You know what? You know what melting of ice symbolizes? It symbolizes that the room you're in is more than 32 degrees Kelvin.
Global warming is what it does.
Yeah.
I don't understand this. I try to give you guys. That's French for his mama spake. I try to give you guys knowledge of nuggets.
But we're not cursed, though, so appreciate it. But
I don't think it's worth wasting a cube of ice like that.
Yeah.
Not without some whiskey in it. Anyway. Yeah,
well, the good news is.
It's just totally wrong.
The good news is you can put it back in the freezer and get the ice cube back.
Oh, that's
done,
true.
So. Okay.
Not if you put some salt in it and take it outside.
No, not then.
All right, well, listen. I have done all I can.
This has been Voodoo Hour with the Spike on the Right Show.
I have done all I can to bring you guys to another level.
I know.
You know, I'm thinking when this goes to the National Radio Media Association of Societies.
I'm getting a little dizzy at this level.
They're going to give us a little award. Yeah. So, as always, you have to go around the room and ask, what stuck with you tonight? Dr. Captain Clark.
That people are still fighting over cake, of all things.
Oh, yeah.
Let them eat cake.
Yeah.
Bill Smots, what stuck with you tonight? And if you say 72, I'm going to chop you dead in the throat.
2-7.
2-7.
That's it?
That's it.
I gave you this. Oh,
man.
You said if I said 7-2.
Yeah.
It's 2-7.
Yeah.
There you go.
You can't chop his throat legally.
You're right. PWs, what stuck with you? Damn, I think I'm stuck in too early.
I'll talk very slowly.
Hey, go ahead.
I just feel like I'm glad that finally black people have to sit on the back of the bus. Because it's my religion. I'm the bus. It's the bus driver's religion. You have to sit in the back of the bus.
PW's working heel tonight. He's working heel for you.
Oh, man.
All right, Gas Man, what stuck with you tonight?
It stuck with me. The people are so dumb and they let the tattoo artists let them change their kid's name. Come on, people. Smarten up. How dumb are you? What's wrong with you?
That is a good one.
Just an aside here. I haven't been able to figure out why his microphone sounds like he's in a tube.
Say something.
Go ahead.
Because he's
something
in a tube.
Like what?
No, he sounds good.
Now he does.
Hey, let me ask you. What happens if on the banner it was G-A-S-S man?
Oh, we had to go to Supreme Court, baby. Yeah. I ain't having that.
You're not going to be the gas man.
The gas man.
Is that what I mean?
Wait,
that would
hold a second. I don't get that.
Okay, that's fine.
It would have been 8-1. Do you mind?
All right, and then the voice of reason, what stuck with you today?
Can you stretch it out for 30 seconds? What stuck with you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I disagree with the Supreme Court. That's all.
Oh, but no, what? Because there was no B report today.
We could have done that.
Yeah, we could talk about how much I hate autonomous cars because this rental car I had has got this cruise control thing. And when you get close, your car just freaking slows down. What kind of crap is that?
That's what it's supposed to do.
No! I'm in control. No. I'm a professional driver. Don't mess with my car.
Okay, what's stuck with me tonight is that you guys need to stop swinging on what the Supreme Court said. It was wrong. That man should have cooked that cake or he should go out of business.
Wrong.
The people with the tattoo
that's
messed
fine,
it up.
Go out of business. I mean, that's fine.
Wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen, Spike on the mic. Hey, next week, I think we got a guest.
Oh, that's good.
It's going to be good. Check us out. I'm Spike on the mic, and we out, ladies and gentlemen. One.